everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi, and we're winding down to training camp here, getting towards the end of those position battles. One position we have not talked about, that is the offensive line. A lot of really great competition to be had here. You have some veterans, the incumbents, like Dan Connolly, Ryan Wendell, who will be competing against some of the rookies. You know, you got Brian Stork and John Halapio. A lot of good competition that could be had here, and I tell you what, Connolly and Wendell could be fighting for their spots this season. What do you think, Bob?
Well, Jackie, all six starters from last year, if you include Marcus Cannon, of course, who spent a lot of time spelling Sebastian Vollmer, are back for the Patriots. But as you noted, Wendell and Connolly in particular are really going to be the focus of a lot of attention, both for media and fans, this training camp. Ryan re-signed a two-year deal at center. Dan is in the final year of his contract. He's got a pretty big figure attached to his name. And therefore, accompanied by those draft choices, you noted both Stork and Halapio, interior guys. Halapio played at Florida one season under Charlie White, so he's somewhat familiar with the system already from his collegiate career. And then there's Cameron Fleming, an offensive tackle drafted out of Stanford. There's a lot of competition. In addition to those guys, you've got Josh Klein, who started last year against the Baltimore Ravens. There's Chris Barker, who was on the roster for the Patriots a year ago. And then there's a guy like Braxton Cave, an experienced player at Notre Dame, got a lot of time on that offensive line throughout his collegiate career, and last year was on the practice squad for the Pats.
Right, you mentioned Josh Klein. You know, you forget about those guys who started to kind of work their way into starting roles towards the end of this season. But how do you see this playing out? I personally would not be surprised. I don't think many people would be if you see, you know, Halapio, maybe Stork beating out Wendell for some of those interior spots.
Well, you know, rookies at the NFL level, on the offensive line in particular, we have seen them make the Patriots in the past. I mean, Nate Solder on this team, Logan Mankins, those are guys who were able to contribute right away. Nonetheless, still, the incumbents have the advantage. They've got the experience. Wendell's delivered every snap to Tom Brady over the course of the last 2 years. And Dan Connolly's been a productive player both at center and guard. But as you noted, there is competition there. There's no doubt about that. And based on the way the Patriots drafted, again, I don't think anything would surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised if both are on the roster starting every game. Speaking of Wendell and Connolly, wouldn't be surprised if neither one of them is on the roster in 2014 if they don't have a strong camp.
Right, a lot of hefty guys. You got a lot of guys at that position, but I think that's probably a good thing. You want more depth there protecting Tom Brady. Well, that'll wrap it up for Bob and myself. We'll have plenty more as we get closer to camp. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.